from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystals Vintage Network.
Crystals Vintage Whitewash will help scrub your hymnals free of any and all heretic lyric in Hootenanny melodies. Looky here.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
See? No more stains.
Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 114. And now, wishing you a happy almost new year, here's Brian Michael LePage.
Let's party!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbianis Michaelis Pagina. Here in the first week after Christmas, with Tuesday being New Year's Day, the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, the octave day of Christmas. I hope you're all having a happy and blessed Christmas season. And never mind this holiday crap, of course, because New Year's is part of the Christmas season, as many know. Now, in the past couple of weeks, five Catholic podcasts were picked up by the prestigious SQPN, the StarQuest Podcast Network. And they are Father Chris Decker, Catholic Underground, Lisa Henley, Catholic Moments, Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack, Steve Nelson, On the U, and lastly, my former pastor, Father Jay Finelli, the iPadre. So congrats to all five of them for making the big time with the likes of the Daily Breakfast, Rosary Army, and Catholic Under the Hood, and all those other great podcasts at SQPN. Crystals Vintage Anywhere, by the way, has attained its own milestone. 2 years ago, our first episode was uploaded, December 28, 2005.
Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to the new Crystals Vintage Podcast, a division of the Crystals Vintage Network.
So, this is our last show of 2007, but yet this is also the first show of our third season, and our 114th overall. Early in 2006, we did a little series called the Crystals Vintage Whitelist, where we dissected the 2006 Breaking Bread hymnal from OCP, and instead of blacklisting the bad music, we simply whitelisted the good stuff. Today we're going to have an all-new whitelist, this time using a GIA hymnal. But first, let's pay our last 2007 visits to the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers, and Happy New Year to you. We're going to look at the feast for this week. This is one of those crazy weeks. Right now, we're in the octave week of Christmas. Of course, the octave expires after Tuesday, and we land up. This is actually the first week after Christmas. All right, so let's look at the feast we have here. Monday, December 31st, the last day of 2007. And in both forms, St. Sylvester the First. In the extraordinary form, it's celebrated as a commemoration. And in the ordinary form, an optional memorial. Tuesday, January 1st, 2008. Extraordinary form, in the first class, circumcision of our Lord. In the ordinary form, a solemnity, Mary, Mother of God. There's also a votive mass in the ordinary form that can be celebrated that day, the World Day of Prayer for Peace. However, the primary mass should be Mary, Mother of God. Wednesday, January 2nd, in the extraordinary form,
Feria.
And in the ordinary form, a memorial, St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen. Thursday, the 3rd, in the extraordinary form,
Feria.
And in the ordinary form, optional memorial, Holy Name of Jesus. Now, a little note here about the Holy Name of Jesus in the extraordinary form. The Holy Name of Jesus would fall on the Sunday between the circumcision and the Epiphany. However, it just turned out the Sunday after the circumcision is the Epiphany. Friday, January 4th, in the extraordinary form.
Feria.
And in the ordinary form, memorial, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Saturday the 5th, in the extraordinary form, commemoration of St. Telesphorus. And in the ordinary form, St. John Newman. And finally, Sunday the 6th, in both forms, the Epiphany of Our Lord. First class in the extraordinary form, solemnity in the ordinary form. One thing to note here. Normally, of course, the Epiphany in the ordinary form would be the Sunday after January 1st, okay? Or at least in the United States. In the extraordinary form everywhere, and even in the ordinary form still in some countries, the Epiphany falls on the fixed date of January 6th. It just works out this year that January 6th falls on a Sunday. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Okay, we have a couple of different suggestion box items we're going to open up here. First one we have is this Tuesday, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And then we have the Sunday following, which is the Epiphany of Our Lord. So we're going to start with this Tuesday, January 1st, 2008, Mary, Mother of God. Now, there's also a votive mass in the ordinary form on this day, the World Day of Prayer for Peace. However, our focus here is on the proper and other music for the solemnity itself, Mary, Mother of God. We're going to start with the introit here. Salve, Sancta Parens. Enixa puepera regem, qui celum terramque regit in saecula saeculorum. Verse. Eructavit quo merium verbum bonum, dico ego opera mea regi. Hail, Holy Mother, the child-bearer, who has brought forth the King, the ruler of heaven and earth forever. Verse. My heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my works to the King. I think of three different hymns when reading this introit, two of them Christmas carols. Hark the herald angels sing, verse 2, has this lovely line, late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. What child is this? The refrain starts with this, this is Christ the King, and ends with the babe, the son of Mary. Now, there's also a non-Christmas hymn equally fits for this day. Sing of Mary, pure and lowly. Look at that second line there. Sing of God's own Son, most holy, who became her little child. Now, the Graduale also refers to an alternate introit, and that is the one used for the Christmas Mass at dawn. Lux fulgebit hodie supernos, quia natus es nobis dominus, et vocabitur admirabilis Deus princes pacis, pate futuri saeculi. Cuius regni non eri finis. The verse, Dominus regnavit decorum indutus est Dominus fortitudinem, et precinctit se. A light will shine on us this day, for the Lord is born for us. He shall be called Wonderful God, Prince of Peace, Father of the world to come. His reign shall know no end. Verse, the Lord reigns. He is enrobed in majesty. The Lord is clothed and girded himself with strength. Now, of course, those who have listened to show number 110 when I gave the suggestion box for the Christmas Mass at dawn, and for even those who haven't, I once again recall the beloved Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Gradual for the day. Diffusa est gratia in labiis tuis, propteria benedixit te Deus in aeternum, propte veritatem et mansuetudinem et justitiam, et deduce te mirabiliter, dextera tua. Grace is poured out unto your lips, therefore God has blessed you forever. For the cause of truth and goodness and righteousness, your hand shall lead you wonderfully. The responsorial psalm of the day, if you're using that option, comes from Psalm 67 or 66 in the Vulgate. The antiphon is, May God bless us in his mercy. Now in the line of hymns, God of mercy, God of grace, is based on that exact psalm, Psalm 67. In the line of anthems, the day's first reading from Numbers is in very close relation to the responsorial psalm. Now, from that first reading, you'll also find the lovely John Rutter anthem, The Lord Bless You and Keep You. Now, in the show notes, I'll leave a link to the YouTube video at which you'll hear this beautiful anthem, as well as watch a slideshow of the choral score itself. piece is absolutely beautiful. Now, obviously, you can't use it in place of the psalm or the gradual, but it would make, like we'll say, an excellent meditation after communion. The Alleluia verse, the two options given in the graduale, first one they give you, post partum virgo inviolata per ministi Dei genitrix intercede pro nobis. After giving birth, you remained an unspotted virgin. O Mother of God, pray for us. Let's look at that intercede pro nobis. Pray for us, intercede for us. You could also, in a sense of some good Latin hymns, you could substitute ora pro nobis, also meaning pray for us. A couple of pieces that come to mind. O Sanctissima would work well within hymn selections, as would the Ave Maria. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, sinners. Now the second option in the graduale is the option that also appears in the lectionary. Multifarie olim Deus loquens in prophetis. Novissime diebus istis locutus est nobis in filio suo. Many times in the past, God spoke through the prophets. Now he speaks through us, through his Son. Now the offertory. Felix nam quae est sacra Virgo Maria, et omni laude dignissima, quia ex te ortus et sol justitiae, Christus Deus noster. Blessed are you, O Holy Mary, and worthy of all praise, for from you has come forth the Son of Justice, Christ our God. And again, you have Hark the Herald Angels sing, and it's called in verse 3, Hail the Heaven-Born Prince of Priests, Hail the Son of Righteousness. The communion proper is the same as that of the Christmas Dawn Mass. Exulta filia Sion, lauda filia Jerusalem, ecce rex tuus venit sanctus et salvato mundi. Exult, O daughter of Zion, sing praises, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King is coming, the Holy One, the Savior of the world. Other hymns suitable for the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, compliments of the Cantica Nova Publications planning pages, are as follows. From east to west, from shore to shore. I might have mentioned this a couple of shows back, a little-known hymn that you can find at cyberhymnal.org. It can be sung to the Sarum chant tune, A Patre Unigenitus. I've seen it also somewhere, but I forgot where, to the tune Deus Tuorum Militum. Coventry Carol, Luli Lule, Thou Little Tiny Child. You can find that one in the Collegeville hymnal. Maiden Yet a Mother, found in the Adoremus hymnal, set to the French tune Un Ven Crunte. The God Whom Earth and Sea and Sky, found in many hymnals, to the tune Eisenach. Let's complete that first phrase, shall we? The God whom earth and sea and sky adore and laud and magnify. Virgin born, we bow before thee. Or in most hymnals now, virgin born, we bow before you. And this is set to a French tune, Mon Dieu, prête-moi l'oreille, also known as Genevan Psalm 86. Now, there's another online hymnal, the Oremus hymnal, and that online hymnal mentions a German title for this tune as well. Irqua aller Seligkeiten. Now I'm going to add one here that's not on the Cantica Nova pages. This is a lovely little text, Stainless the Maiden. Actually one of the best texts written by Willard Jubbish. You can find this one in the Collegeville hymnal. You can find it in We Celebrate. And if I'm not mistaken, the latest edition of OCP's Journey Songs also has it. This is set to a Polish tune that's actually very well known to the Polish faithful, Serdeczna Matko. Now, back in April of 05, when we did a memorial mass at Holy Ghost for Pope John Paul II, this was one of the hymns on that day. I think I programmed it at the offertory. Now that we finished Mary, Mother of God, let's take a look at January 6th now, the Sunday, the Epiphany. The traditional fixed date of January 6th just happened to fall on a Sunday this year. Works out quite nice on both the traditional and the modern forms of the liturgy. Now the introit for the day, Ecce advenit dominator dominus, et regnum in manu eius, et potestas et imperium. Verse, Deus judicium tuum regi da, et justitium tuum filio regis. Behold, the sovereign Lord is coming. Kingship, government, and power are in his hands. The verse. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with the king's son, your justice. Definitely a good lead to the hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. You can find that one in most hymnals to the tune Elecombe. However, there's also an alternate tune that's quite good. The Episcopal Hymnal of 1982 uses this tune, and I know the older editions of We Celebrate was using this tune. Es flog in Kleins Vaugelein. Gradual. Omnes de Saba venient, adrum et tus deferentes, et laudem domino annunciantes. Surge et illuminare Jerusalem, quia gloria domini super te orta est. All from Sheba will come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praises to the Lord. Arise and shine forth, O Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Now, of course, two carols, the First Noel and We Three Kings of Orient Are, make mention of both the gold and frankincense, as well as that forgotten gift, the one they've forgotten, the gradual, myrrh. A lesser-known responsory of Lucian Dice comes to mind for the second half of this gradual. Sigh and sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. And that's the refrain. Then the first verse starts, rise and shine forth, for your light has come, and upon you breaks the glory of the Lord. Quite nice. Now for those using the lectionary option, the responsorial psalm, with Psalm 72 or 71 in the Vulgate. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. I have a setting of my own that's worked quite nice over the years. Feel free to ask about it. The Alleluia verse is the same in both the Graduale and the lectionary for this day. Fidemus stellam eius in oriente, et venimus cum muneribus adorare dominum. We have seen his star in the east and have come with gifts to adore the Lord. This is part of the gospel of the day. Not only do the First Noel and We Three Kings match well, but let's also add brightest and best of the stars of the morning to the mix. This is set to a couple of tunes. There's an early American tune, Star of the East, and it is also an English tune, Morning Star. And if you want a good anthem, check out Mendelssohn's There Shall a Star from Jacob Come Forth from his oratorio, Christus. I'll leave a listening link in the show notes. Offertory. Reges tassis et insule munera offerunt, reges arumum et saba dona aducent, et rabunt eum omnes reges terre, omnes gentes serviant ei. The kings of Tarshish and the isle shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Sheba shall bring tribute. All the kings of the earth shall adore him. All nations shall serve him. And that's more from that 72nd psalm, not to mention another allusion to the hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. The communion is exactly the same as the Alleluia verse. I also have some additional hymns. One that I'm surprised didn't get mentioned, I'm going to mention it now. Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, and that one is set to the tune Salzburg. And then there's a few more from the Cantica Nova planning pages. A Child is Born in Bethlehem, or the Latin Puer Natus in Bethlehem, set to the Mode 1 chant of the same name. As with Gladness, Men of Old, set to the tune Dix. This is the one I've used at many an Epiphany Mass. Earth Has Many a Noble City, or a similar text found in some hymnals, Bethlehem of Noblest Cities, set to the short and sweet tune Stuttgart. How Brightly Beams the Morning Star, which can be found in some hymnals as How Bright Appears the Morning Star, and in other hymnals as O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. All three of these come from the original German of Philipp Nicolai, Wir schön leuchtet im Morgenstern, and are usually sung to the tune by the same name, also written by Nicolai. Many hymnals today place Nicolai's melody over a harmony written by Johann Sebastian Bach. What star is this with beams so bright? A light, bouncy, quick three-type hymn. The tune is actually adapted from earlier versions of Puer Nobis Nascitur. And finally, what child is this? That third verse. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. Don't forget to check out Canticanova's planning pages. They have much more to offer than just hymns. They have excellent choral and organ music as well. Anywhere. Don't touch that mouse.
Anywhere.
Do this at church this New Year's Day.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria.
And don't forget to take advantage of that lovely Crystals Vincit Anywhere interactive corner on the main page of our website, www.crystalsvincit.com. We need your votes at Podcast Alley. We need digs. We need feedback. Come on, guys. Get him down. I thank you for your support. Almost 2 years ago, we embarked on a project, an 8-part mini-series called the Crystals Vintage Whitelist, where we whitelisted the good music of the 2006 edition of OCP's Breaking Bread hymnal. Today, we embark on a brand spanking new whitelist. The hymnal we'll be whitelisting material from this time is a hardcover hymnal, Gather Comprehensive, the newest edition from GIA. This one's got the maroon cover. Like I've said before, the idea is to go through these hymnals in a positive manner. Instead of blacklisting the bad material, we're whitelisting the good stuff. Now, the reward in the case of most of these hymnals is that whitelisting is a lot quicker. You can do it in a lot less episodes, and yes, I'm taking equal amount of time into consideration. Now, your typical GIA hymnal takes a bit of a different format than Breaking Bread. Now, in the Breaking Bread book, you get the order of Mass, the Psalms of the day for each Sunday and major feast of the year first, followed by hymns, and then selected psalms, music for the hours, funeral music, and then finally the sung Mass Ordinary. Now in Gather Comprehensive and other GIA hymnals, it goes music for the hours first, followed by selected psalms, ritual and sacramental worship, the order and sung ordinary of the Mass, hymns, and then finally the readings and proper psalms of the day. So without further ado, here's part one of the whitelist, using the 2004 maroon cover Gather Comprehensive, second edition. We'll start with two pieces of the morning prayer section here. We have what's known as the Gospel Canticle. This is from the Benedictus. Now bless the God of Israel, the text by Ruth Duck, and using the English tune Forest Green. Number six is a bunch of short little prayers done to a universal chant style little ditty by David Haas, which actually isn't all that bad. Then we go to the evening prayer section. Starts out with the chant, Light and Peace, Jesus Christ our Lord, thanks be to God. This is number 9. Then we have number 10, O Radiant Light, O Sun Divine, the Fos Hilaron. And the music on this one, the tune, is Jesu Dulcis Memoria. Then we have number 11, Psalm 141, with the antiphon, My prayers rise like incense, my hands like an evening offering. And this is a setting by Howard Hughes, quite nice. And then finally, number 14, of course, the general intercessions, let us pray to the Lord, Lord, hear our prayer, the standard chant. And now we go into some selections from the Psalms section here, starting with number 24, The Shall I Know My Shepherd is the Lord, Psalm 23. Then we have number 28, To You, O Lord, I Lift My Soul. And this is metrical adaptation from Veni, Veni, Emmanuel by Stephen Pishner. This was copyrighted 2000. Fairly new and quite nice, too. And then we move to number 33. Number 33 is John Foley's The Cry of the Poor. Definitely one of his best works. Number 39. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, and create a clean heart in me, O God. And these are two different responses that can be used with Psalm 51 as set by, again, Stephen Pishner. And this is another hymn tune adaptation. This is from the tune Wondrous Love. You're probably familiar with What Wondrous Love Is This? Oh, my soul, that be the one. Okay, and then we move to number 40. Have mercy, Lord, cleanse me from all my sins with Psalm 51. That's the Gelinau setting. And now we're going to move to number 44. Number 44, another Gelinau psalm, setting Psalm 63. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. One I use often. Now we're going to go to number 52. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord, and this one is a Howard Hughes setting. Now number 57. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and bless his holy name. It's a Richard Prue antiphon, but it goes with the Gelinau Psalm 103. Now to number 60. Lord, send out your spirit. It's one of the better pieces by Paul Lisicki. Let's skip over to number 78 here. Praise God in this holy dwelling. I would have rather had the original praise God in his holy dwelling. But the music is still good. It's Omer Westendorf and the music by Jan Vermulst. Let's go to the baptism section here. We have the Psalm 27 here. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Set to music by Cyril Baker. This one's quite nice. 102 is the mode 6 Alleluia. Along with Frank Sherwin's Lenten Gospel Acclamation, Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Endless Glory. 103, the General Intercessions, which is the same as the ones that I mentioned before in evening prayer. 104 has a short litany of saints. That's the standard sacramentary chant. 105, we have, We come to you, Lord Jesus, fill us with your life. And this is a short responsory from the ICEL, set to music by Ronald Arnott. 106, the standard chant for This Is Our Faith, This Is the Faith of the Church. They close it with the Danish Amen. I would have rather had single Amen. 107, You Have Put on Christ, from Howard Hughes, that little short acclamation. And 108 is another short acclamation, also You Have Put on Christ, by J. William Green. So that section pretty much went over pretty good. Now we go over to the reconciliation section. We have number 112, which is With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. And this is the setting by Michel Guimont. And then 113 is the same as 102. It's the mode 6 Alleluia and the Frank Schoen Gospel Acclamation. Funeral section, the Song of Farewell by Stephen Janko, which is fine. And then finally, we close off with the benediction exposition section where we have O Saving Victim opening wide with the English and in Latin, the O Salutaris Hostia, set to the Dear Don Duguet tune. That's number 130. And finally, number 132, the Tantum Ergo with the text Come Adore This Wondrous Present in English. Of course, the Tantum Ergo in Latin. That one's number 132. On our next show, we're going to go through music for the ordinary of the Mass. Here's some nice rock and roll Christmas cheer from Charlie Crow. Charlie Crow, rocking out with his flavor of music for the Christmas season in Not So Silent Night. Don't forget to check out Charlie's MySpace. We'll leave the link in the show notes. And don't forget that Charlie comes courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. I have in my left hand today's Crystal's Vinci Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Top 10 list is brought to you by the latest video game craze, Cowbell Hero. Religious miseducation Congress approved. Top 10 list for today from the home office in the ever-fictitious town of Quahog, Rhode Island, home of the world's smartest baby, little Stewie Griffin. Top 10 New Year's resolutions made by Seamus for the year 2008. And here to reveal said resolutions is none other than said resolver himself, Seamus O'Reilly. Take it away, Seamus.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, my top 10 resolutions for 2008. Here we go. Number 10. I resolve to teach Below Sunday Limbo to all liturgical dancers.
How low can you go? How low can you go? Ouch!
Hey, Seamus, you all right down there?
Yeah, this fella me took us.
I knew it had to happen sometime.
Nice example I said, eh? Number 9. I resolved to promote the kazoo as the musical instrument of choice for the 2008 Los Angeles Religious Miseducation Congress. Number 8. I resolved to replace the real guitars in my ensemble with the Wiggles guitar available in most toy departments. Number 7. I resolved to train monkeys to take up the collection at the offertory. Number 6. I resolve not to sing in places where more than one person, myself included, is present. Hey! Who the hell wrote this crap?
My lips are sealed.
Number 5. I resolve to let booty-shaking divas with headsets clamped onto their heads bellow out the greatest hits of the infamous Glory and Praise and Gather hymnals. Number 4. I resolve to save up my Kool-Aid pitchers because a certain West Coast Congress will need plenty of them. Number 3. I resolve to create new thurible incense from stogie smoke. Number 2. I resolve to build a new snow machine. And the number 1 resolution I made for 2008. I resolve not to hold myself bound to any previous, present, or future resolutions and to use my insanity as an excuse therefore.
Crystal's Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Don't do this at church. Hey, what's that smell? Smells like a giant stogie in here. Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Crystal's Vintage the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystal's Vintage Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. Links for all of these will be in the show notes. Another friendly reminder, too, we have a couple of polls still going. I have not closed either one of them. One of them I should close, but I'll be nice and leave it open for maybe another show or two. On our message board, there is a poll for our 105th show, What is Your Favorite Advent Chant? And then there's one we just opened last week, What is Your Favorite Tune for Away in a Manger? And for an idea as to how these tunes go, just listen to the tail end of our 113th show. So go ahead and cast your votes on our message board. One in the CBA 105 thread, and the other in the CBA 113 thread. Also, let's start 2008 with a bang. I know Podcast Alley was down for a bit, but our vote count has been down a little bit lately. Only 3 votes for November and 3 for December. We usually range anywhere from 6 to 10 votes a month. So, let's begin an all-new vote drive and get that count back up there. Let's give Catholic podcasting a voice. This is how people know we're around. The link to Podcast Alley can be found on the main page at crystalsvincit.com. Scroll down a little and you'll see the Crystal's Vincit Anywhere interactive corner. And you'll find it amongst all those links. In the words of our good friends at Bartles and James, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere or Christos Vintage TV. On behalf of Seamus, Papa Joe, Frank, Father Judd, and myself, a happy and blessed new year to all of you. We'll see you in 2008. I'm Brian Michael Page.
Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Christos Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Christos Vintage Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vintage Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.